And here's where we begin a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's Sunday the 2nd of March. And good morning from me, Alan Smith, along with our studio manager, Peter Wise. Louise Lear will have the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then it's the news along with the weather, papers and sport in news briefing at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Tiverton in Devon just before 5:45. And straight after that, it's In Touch with Peter White. But first, let's take a look ahead to Wednesday's 6:30 comedy.
The 1970s in Britain have been given a bad reputation.
The godfather of alternative comedy returns to BBC Radio 4.
For example, if you were left-wing, it was impossible to buy an anti-fascist orange.
Alexei Sale, serving stand-up, memoir and philosophy from his imaginary sandwich bar.
Oranges either came from Morocco, which was a repressive monarchy, Franco's fascist Spain, or apartheid South Africa. That's why all the left looked so unhealthy in the 1970s.
The new series of Alexei Sale's Imaginary Sandwich Bar on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Wednesday night at 6:30.
And now here's Louise.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. This is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 2nd of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Fitzroy, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High North Wales 1037, expect a Lundy 1031 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in North Viking. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. South at Cira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in 40s and Cromarty. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Humber, southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Whiteland, White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast at 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in north and gale 8 at first in south, showers, good. East Sole, northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. West Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Irish Sea, south veering southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, fair, then rain, moderate or good. North Rockall, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 5 to 7, rain for a time, moderate or poor. South Rockall, Mallin, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in South Rockall, veering westerly 3 to 5 later, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 later in North Bailey, occasional rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Faroes, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South East Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 later, rain then squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Weather reports now from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 4, 11 miles, 1030, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 5, 11 miles, 1025, falling. Lerwick, west, southwest 7, rain, 1.5 miles, 1020, falling. Lucas, west, southwest 3, 14 miles, 1030, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west 2. 1034, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 3. 2 miles. 1035. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles. 1034. Jersey, east 3, 6 miles, 1,033, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1,034. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast 2, 13 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west 2, 11 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 2, 16 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southwest 4, 6 miles, 1,031, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 2nd of March 2025. The general situation. High pressure will dominate across southern and most eastern areas of the United Kingdom, bringing a good deal of fair weather and light to moderate winds for the inshore waters. A stronger southwesterly flow will affect more northwestern parts, with patchy rain or drizzle at times, and a risk of gales in the far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in northwest. Rain for a time, showers later in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later near Berwick upon Tweed. Mainly fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Fair. Moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Fallon. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 in north. Fair. Moderate or good. North Fallon to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast, veering east or southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 near Land's End and St David's Head. Fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle at first, rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, south or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 at times later. Rain later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 at times later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 in north, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor later. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in north. Rain for a time, showers later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. And here's the general situation one more time. High pressure will dominate across southern and most eastern areas of the United Kingdom, bringing a good deal of fair weather and light to moderate winds for inshore waters. A stronger southwesterly flow will affect more northwestern parts, with patchy rain or drizzle at times, and a risk of gales in the far north. And that completes the shipping forecast.
Thanks, Louise. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 2nd of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. European leaders are gathering in London to try to forge a common position on ending the war with Russia. Rail passengers in England and Wales are waking up to more expensive fares. And in sport, the Crystal Palace striker Jean-Philippe Matata says he's doing well after a match injury left him needing 25 stitches in his ear. Sir Keir Starmer is preparing to host leaders from Europe and Canada in London to try to discuss efforts to end the war in Ukraine. President Zelensky, who's in the UK after a public row with Donald Trump just 2 days ago, will attend the summit before meeting the King. Our political correspondent Joe Pike says the Prime Minister will be pushing allies for solid commitments.
Sir Keir Starmer, though, I'm told, wants action, not words. This is, I'm told by one number 10 source, about moving from the discussing phase and the talking phase to the planning phase, and therefore it's likely that the UK Prime Minister asks leaders of other European nations how they could contribute to a Ukrainian security guarantee and what they could provide in the event of a Ukrainian peace process.
The Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says the UK should spend 3% of its national income on defence by the end of this parliament. Sir Keir Starmer has already pledged to increase military spending to 2.5% of GDP by 2027 and has set an ambition to spend 3% after the next general election. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, Mrs. Badenoch says her party would support the Prime Minister in taking the difficult decisions required to spend more sooner. The Israeli government has approved a 6-week extension of the Gaza ceasefire to cover Ramadan and Passover. The first phase of the ceasefire expired yesterday. Under the new proposals drafted by President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff, Israel would return to fighting after 42 days if negotiations to include the release of the last Israeli hostages were not successful. Many rail fares in England and Wales have gone up by 4.6%. The increase applies to all fares that are regulated by the government. These passengers in Leeds aren't happy about the rise.
It's going to be an additional struggle for me, so I'll have to cut down on groceries and all that to manage this.
It doesn't feel like that money's necessarily going anywhere. It's making the service particularly better, but to be honest, it could be worse than 4%.
I'll probably look to alternative options like park and rides and things like that instead of the rail, which is a bit disappointing because obviously it's the most sustainable mode of transport.
The American R&B singer Angie Stone has been killed in a car crash after performing at a concert in Alabama. She was 63. Angie Stone rose to fame in the late 1970s as a member of the hip-hop trio The